Cymbeline. During the time of Augustus Caesar, Emperor of Rome, there reigned in Britain a king whose name was Cymbeline. Cymbeline's first wife died when his three children, two sons and a daughter, were very young. Imogen, the eldest of these children, was brought up in her father's court, but by a strange chance, the two sons of Cymbeline were stolen out of their nursery when the eldest was but 3 years of age and the youngest a small infant. And Cymbeline could never discover what had become of them or by whom they were conveyed away. Cymbeline was twice married. His second wife was a wicked, plotting woman and a cruel stepmother to Imogen, Cymbeline's daughter by his first wife. The queen, though she hated Imogen, wished her to marry a son of her own by a former husband, she also having been married twice, for by this means she hoped upon the death of Cymbeline to place the crown of Britain upon the head of her son, Cloten, for she knew that if the king's sons were not found, the princess Imogen must be the king's heir. But this plan was prevented by Imogen herself, who married without the consent or even knowledge of her father or the queen. Posthumus, for that was the name of Imogen's husband, was the best scholar and most accomplished gentleman of that age. His father died fighting in the wars for Cymbeline, and soon after his birth, his mother also died for grief at the loss of her husband. Cymbeline, pitying the helpless state of this orphan, took Posthumus, Cymbeline having given him that name because he was born after his father's death, and educated him in his own court. Imogen and Posthumus were both taught by the same masters and were playfellows from their infancy. They loved each other tenderly when they were children, and their affection continuing to increase with their years.